Welcome to another episode of PhD Binem Beyond the Lab. Today we'll explore the fascinating world of implantology and biomaterials. Let's begin. My name is Claudia and these are my friends Baim, Anna and Matteo. Today I would like to talk to you about implantology and biomaterials, focusing in particular on my PhD research project, which aims to improve the management of soft tissue deficiencies in dental implant sites. Dental implantology has become a well-established and predictable treatment for replacing missing teeth. However, the long-term success of dental implants does not depend only on osseointegration, meaning the integration of the implant with the bone, but also on the quality and quantity of the surrounding soft tissues. In many clinical situations, especially in the aesthetic zone and in the areas affected by periodontal disease, trauma or previous tooth loss, clinicians face a deficit of vestibular soft tissue. This condition can negatively affect implant stability, peri-implant health, aesthetics, and the patient's ability to maintain proper oral hygiene. As a result, soft tissue management has become a crucial aspect of modern implant dentistry. Traditionally, the gold standard for treating soft tissue deficiencies around the implants has been the use of autologous grafts, such as connective tissue grafts harvested from the patient's palate. Although these techniques are effective and well documented in the literature, they also present several disadvantages. They require a second surgical site, which increases surgical time and complexity, and they are often associated with postoperative pain, bleeding, and patient discomfort. In addition, the availability of donor tissue can be limited in some patients. For these reasons, research in implantology is increasingly focused on identifying alternative approaches that can reduce patient morbidity while maintaining predictable clinical outcomes. In this context, biomaterials play a fundamental role. My PhD research project focuses on the study of heterologous matrices as substitutes for autologous soft tissue grafts. These matrices are derived from animal sources and are processed to remove cellular components, resulting in a biocompatible extracellular matrix that can be safely used in humans. The rationale behind these biomaterials is to provide a three-dimensional scaffold that supports soft tissue regeneration. Once placed at the implant site, the matrix can be progressively colonized by the patient's own cells and blood vessels, promoting tissue integration and healing without the need for harvesting tissue from the patient. In particular, my research investigates the use of heterologous matrices in cases of vestibular soft tissue deficiencies at implant sites. The main objectives are to evaluate their ability to increase the soft tissue thickness, improve tissue stability over time, and enhance both functional and aesthetic outcomes around the dental implants. From a biological perspective, these matrices are designed to mimic the structure of native connective tissue. They provide mechanical support during the early phases of healing and create a favorable environment for cell migration, angiogenesis, and tissue remodeling. Over time, they are gradually reabsorbed and replaced by the patient's own tissue. One of the most important advantages of using heterologous matrices is the reduction of bleed. It is possible to significantly improve the postoperative experience, reduce pain, and shorten recovery time. This aspect is particularly relevant in contemporary dentistry, which increasingly emphasizes patient-centered care. Nevertheless, it is essential to critically evaluate these biomaterials through scientific and clinical research. My work involves the analysis of clinical outcomes, soft tissue behavior, and long-term stability, comparing heterologous matrices with traditional autologous grafts. An evidence-based approach is fundamental to determining which clinical scenarios these materials can represent a reliable alternative. In conclusion, modern implantology is not focused only on placing implants in bone, but on creating a healthy, stable, and aesthetically pleasing peri-implant environment. Biomaterials, in particular heterologous matrices, represent promising tools for the management of soft tissue deficiencies while minimizing patient morbidity. Through my research, I aim to contribute to the development of more effective, less invasive, and more patient-friendly treatment strategies in implant dentistry, ultimately improving both clinical outcomes and patients' quality of life.
Hi, everyone. My name is Xueying Bai. I'm from China. I got my master's degree in prosthodontics at Wuhan University. Now I'm in the first year of my PhD. I'm very happy and excited to study in Bologna for the next 3 years. During my master's program, my research was about dental implants and digital technology. I focused on accurate implant placement with the help of digital tools. For example, digital surgical guides, navigation systems, and robot-assisted implant surgery are developing very fast. These technologies help place implants more accurately in the bone. Accurate placement is very important for the long-term success of dental implants. At the same time, the conservation of natural teeth is also very important. In recent years, universal adhesives are used more and more in clinics. This is because they make clinical procedures easier and save time for the dentists. Many studies show that their clinical results are similar to traditional etch and raise adhesive systems. Also, special monomers in universal adhesives compound chemically to dentin. This helps make the bonding more stable and reliable. However, we still do not fully understand how universal adhesives work at a deeper level. For example, their possible effects on cells and their interaction with cells still need more study. My current PhD project is based on these backgrounds. During my PhD studies, I hope to build a closer connection between biomaterials research and clinical dental applications. Through systematic and in-depth research, I aim to provide stronger scientific evidence for the safety of dental materials and their long-term clinical performance. I also hope to learn more, work with people from different fields, and grow step by step during my PhD, and be a good researcher in the future. Thank you.
Hi everyone, I'm Anna Pagano. I'm a resident in orthopedics and traumatology, and I'm doing a PhD in biomedical and neuromotor sciences. My research focuses on a big challenge in knee replacement, aseptic loosening, which is still one of the main reasons knee implants fail and leads to revision surgeries, which are difficult for patients, both physically and emotionally, and costly for healthcare systems. In my PhD, I studied this problem in Emilia-Romagna by looking at registry data, checking X-rays of patients operated at Rizzoli Orthopedic Institute and analyzing the healthcare costs of these surgeries. Understanding why implants fail helps us find better solutions, and new technology played a big role. One development is custom-made, patient-specific knee implants made from CT or MRI scans. These implants fit knee perfectly, reducing movement between bone and implant, giving more natural knee movement, preserving bone. So we have less stress and a lower risk of loosening. Another innovation is PEEK, a high-performance polymer that is much closer in flexibility to natural bone than traditional metals. This reduces bone loss and loosening, is easy to monitor on X-rays, is biocompatible, and can be 3D printed for personalized designs. Innovation like custom-made and PEEK implants directly address the main problem of malalignment, poor fixation, stress shielding, and high revision rates. We are in an exciting era in orthopedics where imaging, material sciences, biomechanics, and personalized medicines come together, and these new implants technologies are real solutions that can reduce loosening and improve long-term outcomes for patients. Thank you for listening.
Every year, thousands of people receive a hip or knee implant. For most of them, surgery is truly life-changing. But there is one complication that still represents a major challenge in orthopedics, periprosthetic joint infection. It's relatively rare, but when it occurs, it can completely disrupt a patient's life, often leading to multiple surgeries, long antibiotic treatments, and prolonged recovery. And in many cases, the problem doesn't start with the surgery itself, but right at the surface of the implant. This is where my PhD project begins, with one key question. Can we design orthopedic implants that actively prevent infection? In implant-related infection, bacteria don't just survive. They organize. Once bacteria attack to an implant, they can form a biofilm, a highly protective structure that shields them from antibiotics and the immune system. When a biofilm forms, treating the infection becomes extremely difficult. Very often, surgery becomes the only effective solution. That's why modern research is shifting its focus away from treating established infection and toward preventing bacterial adhesion and biofilm formation from the start. This is where graphene becomes particularly interesting. Graphene is a nanomaterial composed of a single layer of carbon atoms. Despite being extraordinarily thin, this is remarkably strong and chemically versatile. Most importantly, graphene shows intrinsic antibacterial properties. At the nanoscale, it can physically damage bacterial membranes and generate oxidative stress, making it difficult to bacteria to survive or form biofilms. And crucially, this effect does not rely on antibiotics, which is a major advantage in an era of growing antimicrobial resistance. In my doctoral research, I focus on graphene-based coatings applied to titanium, the material most commonly used in orthopedic implants. A promising material must be tested in a rigorous and realistic way. First, the graphene coatings were carefully characterized to understand their structure, the surface, chemistry, and stability. Next, their antibacterial and antibiofilm activity is tested against the pathogens most commonly involved in implant infection, such as Staphylococcus aureus and Staphylococcus epidermidis. At the same time, biocompatibility is a crucial aspect. The coating must support human bone-related cells, including osteoblasts and mesenchymal stem cells, ensuring proper bone integration. Finally, the mechanical stability of the coating is evaluated, because an implant surface must remain effective under real physiological loads and long-term use. The goal of this research is both ambitious and highly practical, to develop orthopedic implants that are not only mechanically reliable, but also biologically active against infection. If successful, graphene-based coatings could reduce infection rates, limit revision surgery, and significantly improve patient outcomes. The future of orthopedic implants may not depend only on their shape or material, but on what happens on their surface. And with that, we wrap up today's episode. Thank you for joining us on this journey. Stay tuned for more episodes of PhD Binem Beyond the Lab. Until next time.